after you or your clinical kinesiologist discover the body's errors or imbalances at the casual level, treatments can be chosen to deal with your ailments. Besides offering specific ways to fight disease, along with methods of promoting a robust immune system, Dr. Levy, in her book, includes self-testing instructions and treatment recommendations for unique health problems. There is also discussion of specific recommendations for men and women. As you know, there are many important differences that need to be addressed. Finally, in the book, you will find a resource and product guide, including available aids to the diagnostic methods, as well as organizations and practitioners supportive with that are familiar with this treatment approach. Wonderful listeners, I proudly introduce you now to a wonderful woman, Dr. Susan Levy.
Well, hello, Ken. It's so nice to join you, and to all the many people who are joining us, I'm just pleased to be able to reach you and share nice, comfortable, easy, down-to-earth healing methods and information with you.
Oh, that's a treat. Don't know if you would help us to know a little bit about the form of kinesiology that you teach, or...
Yes, clinical kinesiology goes several steps beyond applied kinesiology, which is a little more common, a little more of a household term. So I should explain that first. The applied kinesiology is applying information learned in more academic kinesiology, the study of motion. That is the beginning with, you know, how do the arms and legs move? Which muscles are effective in a certain movement? The applied kinesiology uses that basic scientific data, applies it to a human system, or even actually we test animals as well.
Oh.
But we're looking at one person at a time, one individual at a time, testing and finding out where weaknesses are, and how to strengthen those, and finding out the body's acceptance or rejection of different influences, which can be food, supplements, cosmetics, electromagnetic stresses. So all of that is at the applied kinesiology level, able to be done at that level.
Fairly comprehensive, and yet I'm suspecting there's more.
And there's even more. In the clinical kinesiology, a well-trained practitioner can delve in and we can look at several layers or issues, levels of issues in the body at one time. So we can look at the nutritional, chemical, electromagnetic factors of an issue. We can peel back layers and ask the body, what's the bottom line? Where is the imbalance that is causing these symptoms to manifest? So the clinical kinesiology has just been fascinating. I've been able to uncover so many hidden secrets in people's bodies and discover then what's the best track for them to go. You know, can we help them with nutrition? Can we help with acupuncture? What about emotional factors? What about environmental factors?
Mm.
And, of course, the environmental factors are growing every day. You know, I'm consistently telling people this is the dirtiest state of being for the earth. Today is the dirtiest state of being for the earth that there's ever been. And tomorrow, unfortunately, it's probably going to be worse.
Oh, massive pollution.
Chemicals, toxins, and electromagnetic pollution.
Yes. Yes, and if I'm gathering correctly, while applied kinesiology can do some very good things, by using the clinical kinesiology, did I kind of hear you saying that you could actually get to the source of particular issues that may not be in the part of a body where there's symptoms?
Oh, yes, definitely so. Definitely so. And in chapter one of my book, Your Body Can Talk, I talk about the various branches of kinesiology and the mechanics and function of that, and give you some clues on how to begin some simple self-testing. Individuals at home can learn some very, very good basics for just, you know, testing, you know, should we buy all cotton clothing or should we buy something that's half polyester? You can muscle test and find out how your body reacts. Or should I buy these commercial grade apples, or would the body rather have the organic apples? So that is a very easy application at home. But when we then move deeper and deeper into uncovering, it's like a tree unraveling as we search. And sometimes we find very, very fascinating things, like a chronic thyroid or heart problem, tracing back using kinesiology and actually testing what relates to what, and finding sometimes an old scar from a cut that was sutured has blocked energy on that particular meridian and then changed the function of a certain organ.
Mm.
I've done situations like that many times.
Wow, and I mean, that's so amazing, because who would think that something that, you know, was healed up and hadn't been of any particular issue could be causing a blockage in a meridian, which could then affect a different system of the body, and then could go on and affect mental and emotional aspects too.
Oh, it's just amazing.
Wow.
Just amazing. But yes, it's true.
So this book and what you're showing is really like the Sherlock Holmes of solving some of the mysteries. So when you say your body can talk, it really can.
Oh, definitely so. And I frequently do tell patients, I'm a detective. And the more clues I gather, of course, you know, the better a path we can determine. When I'm using the kinesiology, every time I'm doing a muscle test, I am asking a question. And every time the body responds, we're receiving an answer. And that's to me such a very basic part of kinesiology, but for the newcomer, it's almost a revelation to them, you know, that it's, you know, that we're getting information. The body is a storehouse of data. And the applied and clinical kinesiology are ways of retrieving that stored data, examining it, making sense out of it, and moving forward.
Wow. Wow. And I take it you've been at this, for quite a few years now?
Oh, yes. You know, as you said in my history, I first began my professional practice in 1981 and just continually attended postgraduate seminars and pulled in more and more information. I've been using clinical kinesiology since 1989.
Oh.
And I've been teaching it, since about 1994 to other practitioners. And still just finding incredible little pieces of the puzzle.
Well, now, one of the things that comes up is some reassurance. Can really an untrained average individual learn this and make good use of it? And is it pretty tricky?
It's tricky, and an untrained person with no guidance at all, you know, can probably have several pitfalls to fall in. The first rule really that needs to apply is you must keep your mind neutral. And one of Dr. Beardall's statements and basically axioms was always ask for the truth. Not ask for what you expect, but ask for the truth.
Okay.
And so keeping the mind neutral is so important. And I think novices can fall into the trap of, oh, well, it should be this, so I expect that. And I subconsciously can begin to alter how they're testing, how they're approaching the person, etc. So just staying neutral.
Okay, so there's a saying, let the chips fall where they may.
Right, totally being detached from the outcome.
And then that's
and when
one
it
of
doesn't
the...
make sense, a lot of times I'll say to a patient, wow, that's not, you know, like a usual response, or that's not what one would expect, but that's what the body's showing today.
Oh, okay, so being willing to be surprised and not know the answers in advance.
Yes.
Okay, and as a person gets to being in that place, that frame of mind, the actual muscle testing itself, that's fairly simple, I take it.
The state of mind is probably the hardest hurdle. Then the muscle testing with a few basic principles, and I mention them in my book in chapter one. A standard position to have yourself in and a standard position to have the person being tested in. And if you're testing yourself, a method I have used that works very well is if I'm seated, I simply just flex the hip and lift up the thigh, and then I push down with one hand or the other on the thigh for the muscle test. That's a pretty simple one. I'm not encouraging people to use the fingers, as some people do, because I think there's so much room for error.
Okay.
Having very strong fingers, weak fingers, arthritic fingers, you know, fingers that fatigue quickly, they're not as reliable as those larger muscles.
Okay.
And many times I'll use the straight arm test on myself. If I'll go in the grocery store and, you know, determine between one brand or another of an item or the produce, you know, if it's not organic and I'm considering buying it, I may just muscle test it and see what my body says.
Oh, what a blessing, because I've talked to people and at times where I'll go into a health food store or into a now some of the grocery stores have fairly extensive amounts of nutritional supplementation, and to see people almost in a daze trying to sort through the hundreds of different things. If they're going in for vitamin C, there can be 35 choices.
Oh, yes. It is confusing. And I'd like to interject, in the last several months, in fact, as of November 1st, I merged my practice. Well, I had had two practices in two different towns, and I merged my practice into a health food store.
Wow.
So we have basically, when you come in the front door, the right half is a health food store, and the left half is a series of treatment rooms. And it's exciting. It's new and different, you know, because we have access to so many more items. I've always had a number of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathics available for my patients, and I may test three or five choices, you know, for a person on one certain issue. And now I have more options, and we have people who are patients who've actually, you know, gone through some examination. We know their history. We can help them make good choices and are working on issues using kinesiology as a tool. And then we have people that are health food store customers that I haven't had an in-depth evaluation or working with, but still we can use the kinesiology tool. You know, I can be diverted for a minute or two and evaluate for someone, well, this is appropriate, that's not quite as good for you today, but let's look over here. And that's pretty interesting to see many more people on a broader scale at various levels of interest. And, you know, they'll come in thinking, well, I read this in an article somewhere, and I think this is just exactly what I need. And we may decide through the testing that they're they were on the right track or they were halfway on the right track but needed to make a little adjustment.
Well, to me, that's so significant because it seems like almost weekly or fairly frequently there is some amazing new, quote, breakthrough, and this supplement, this never before found particular substance is now solving this problem, that problem, and there's all kinds of incredible results, and it could lead a person to thinking, well, geez, that's the missing piece of the puzzle.
Mm-hmm.
They must need that because of all the ballyhoo, all the hype.
Right.
And now what you're saying is if they were lucky enough to come into the beautiful healing center that you have there in Canyon City, Colorado, they could get your assistance. And without that, with your book, they can learn how to do this testing, and wherever they go, they can step beyond all the ballyhoo and hype and find out what is it that their body actually is telling them that it needs.
That's true. And a simple little principle to remember, for everyone to remember, is basically when we're using the kinesiology tool, be it the applied kinesiology, clinical kinesiology, and there's several other branches, too, that are mentioned in my book, but when we're using the kinesiology tool, we don't have to guess.
Mm.
You know, how many times in your younger years, or do you know of other people going into a medical office, you know, for the quick little momentary interlude, and you walk out with a prescription? Well, try that for 2 weeks, and if it didn't work, well, we'll have a next one to try. And with the kinesiology, we don't have to go through the two-week trial. We can eliminate what's not quite appropriate for the person. I mean, the first step often is to eliminate poor quality nutrients, herbs, vitamins, foods, lifestyle practices. You know, and when we do the more in-depth evaluation with patients, I ask them to bring nutrient supplements, whatever they're taking, medications too. And we can use the kinesiology to find out if the body is rejecting some of these.
Okay, well, that's important.
And that is important.
Now, one of the things, because you're in a beautiful, pristine setting in the mountains of Colorado, I mean, people could come to you, certainly, and be like going to a resort and having wonderful facilities available. And I want to hear a little bit more about that. But one of the other things, since you're mentioning, you know, an evaluation, is it possible for people that are listening that don't live near you that couldn't get into your office? Is there a way for them to be assisted?
Oh, yes. You know, it's so fun to help people at every level. I mean, let me just give a quick story that illuminates this, and then I'll give details on how we can do this. A gal that used to work for me is named Amy. I would still love to have her working with me, but she's a young gal that just needed to move on, and she's now in California, and we'll head to, I think it's Idaho, a few months later. But in any case, she had a cousin in Kansas whom I never met. The cousin had a young infant, but had a problem, and it's called mastitis. She was breastfeeding, but then had this breast infection that had candida, and then it was giving the baby thrush. And they kept passing this back and forth. And the medical doctors had told her, well, you're just going to have to stop breastfeeding. And this was a very young infant, and she really didn't want to do that.
Oh, no.
So Amy just asked me if I'd talk to her cousin on the phone and arrive at something to help her. And the issue is you can't put a topical that would be toxic to the baby for the mother's use.
Mm.
So I had to use some quick logic. And, you know, in that context, when I have some history and some information, sometimes I can do some muscle testing over the phone that I'm surrogate testing myself, energetically substituting myself for that person when I have their information, or, you know, sometimes we might use a photograph or hair sample, that can help me really be connected into their energy system. In any case, we found coconut oil, all natural organic coconut oil, which has antifungal properties. And it was totally successful. The mother was so elated. Everything works so well. There was no toxic residue to worry about with the infant. If the infant got any in her mouth and swallowed it, it was not a problem at all.
Mm.
It's actually one of the healthier fats than
unprocessed
coconut oil. And so that's a quick example of a person I have never yet met having a very significant problem, and even the threat of this child that she desperately wanted to breastfeed at least a year, which is really best for children for their developing digestive tract. That was that whole potential of being threatened, and they were saying, oh no, you're going to have to go to formula feeding.
Mm-hmm.
And it was successful, and that was just so exciting. You know, and still, it's like, I'd love to see the woman. I'd love to see a picture. I never even saw her picture. Since my book has been out and available for people, many individuals have read Your Body Can Talk and have flown in. And when that happens, we design it so that you may stay a week or so, or we design it to the person. And we treat a morning session and an afternoon session, both, for several consecutive days. And just to give you a little information on that, I've had people come from New York, Kentucky, California, Texas, Alaska, Illinois, and a mother and daughter came from Toronto. And the fascinating part of that is that they are a Czech origin.
Oh.
And they had lived in Toronto some time. Well, the way they tracked me down is just amazing. My book has been printed in the Czech language, and they were back visiting relatives in Czechoslovakia, or the Czech, now I think it's the Czech Republic in that half.
Mm-hmm.
And they walked into a bookstore and some books. And they came home and tracked me down and flew into Colorado and had a very wonderful experience with the kinesiology evaluation and treatment. So that's just really fun to feel a little bit like, you know, I'm able to throw that rock in the lake and make those ripples extend out.
Yeah, but, and know where you're throwing the rock to get maximum benefit.
Right. But for the ones that, for any individuals that want to experience more of the benefit of what the clinical kinesiology testing can do and the information that I can give them, a two-part situation, I would suggest getting a copy of Your Body Can Talk to become aware, you know, to become aware of what I do, what my philosophy is. And there are hundreds and hundreds of self-help tips in the book. After reading the book, we can set up a consultation over the phone. You would, any particular patient would fill out paperwork, and then we would elect to send a photograph or a hair sample. And then we can go through the basic information really right on the phone and at least start at that level. And then determine, you know, where to go from there. I have health questionnaires on many, many health issues that might be a second step, depending on what their issue is. We have questionnaires for candida, for cognitive function, for, toxicity, PMS, you know, just many, many different things.
Oh, I guess, I don't know, chronic fatigue or...
Oh, yes. And, okay. You know, chronic fatigue is a multifaceted problem. It occurs for many, many reasons. And one very basic one is poor digestion and often needing supplementation of digestive enzymes. Then beyond that, candida with dysbiosis, toxicity, which can be from many, many factors, amalgam dental fillings, environmental factors, pollution, chemical, and it's a fatigue. Chronic fatigue is a very classic symptom of overexposure to electromagnetic fields.
And there's a whole chapter in your book about that, as I recall.
Yes, that's chapter 8. And I have a few case histories and some factual data, information, and a few recommendations for people. There are major sources of contamination, you know, of the electromagnetic fields, and I'm sure a lot of the listeners have some awareness of that. But trying to eliminate those from your life or minimize them if that can't be eliminated. But I might just enumerate some of the ones. There may be some individuals that really haven't been exposed to this thought and this information. But I often tell patients, you know, if you lived 200 years ago, your body wouldn't be under the stress that it is today. In this world, in our culture, and sometimes I daydream of going to parts of the world where we don't have these electromagnetic devices, EMF-producing devices.
Mm-hmm.
Just think, you know, in one day, an individual could be exposed to one, if not many, and probably all of these. Cell phones, microwave ovens, being near them or eating the food produced in the oven. And we'll go into that more perhaps later. Computers, electric blankets, which I think are being phased out. I think people have become aware of that. The high-tech electronics in our cars, all these computer chips and things in the cars, the, you know, people wearing watches. Cable TV is very, very popular. That's the little boxes emit quite a bit. The satellite dishes. Small ones on homes may not be so much of an issue, but there are huge facilities and workplaces where people walk into a building that has 4 to 6 of these huge satellite dishes on top of the building or on the ground.
Yeah, now, as I recall, your co-author, Carol Lehr, was specifically dealing with that kind of circumstance.
Right, and it was just a constant problem for her. She was in a car accident and had significant neck and upper back pain and some headaches, and then even pain and problems in her arms, and worked at a TV station that did have these big dishes on the roof. And her progress from the injury was just exceedingly slow. She came to me because of the accident. That's how we first met. And ultimately, had to pull the electromagnetic pollution out of her life or minimize it to whatever degree we could minimize it for her to then gain the benefit from her treatment. And a couple things needed to happen in her lifestyle. The first was not to eat microwaved food. And the second was then to use an EMF clearing device at her workstation. And by adding those two in and determining with kinesiology what was appropriate for her, she blossomed and improved and recovered from the injury.
Why?
And I have other stories. Oh, just amazing. I have this other lady. I just will assign names, you know, for privacy.
Sure.
So this is an assigned name, and this one is, I'll call her Jane. She was nervous, hyper, felt pain at the heart, had shoulder problems. In fact, the shoulders dislocated easily. And in fact, she had to give up swimming because she keeps dislocating as she was trying to swim. And it was the same arrangement at the office. It was a huge building that had these dishes to communicate with other facilities of theirs, you know, in other states. And it was interesting. This was a major gas line company.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't realize how complicated all that was and how high-tech it is. But we got her a personal medallion, an EMF combating medallion to kind of keep the body and your personal space clear of the EMF. And she would feel naked and vulnerable if she went to work without it.
So it really made a big difference for her.
Pardon?
It really made a big difference for her.
Oh, a huge difference. And she said, I had to keep hanging it on the doorknob or something, because if I, you know, was halfway to work and knew I'd forgotten it, I would rather go home and get it than be late, and be late than not have it for that day and be on time.
Yeah. Yeah. Boy, when you get something like that that makes such a difference. And while I'm thinking about it, I want to make sure people out there have a pen and paper handy. In a moment, I want to share contact information so that they can reach you at your beautiful place there in Canyon City, Colorado. One of the two phone numbers, I want to make sure I've got this correct. If they're in the local area out there near you in Canyon City, which is near the Royal Gorge, a beautiful resort area, 719-276-9118. Is that correct?
That's right.
And for those folks out there that want to get in touch with Dr. Levy and learn more and take advantage of the wonderful information in the book, or perhaps schedule a time to take advantage of her marvelous consulting skills, a toll-free number, 1-800-594-9070. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay, so we have 719-276-9118 or 1-800-594-9070.
Yes, and I'll just add, Ken, for those that do want to contact the office, the name of our practice with the health food store is Unique Health Services, and we have someone there live 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday. We typically open at 10 Mountain Time, and the treatment days are not 6 days a week. They're typically Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. But any of those 6 days a week, you will get a live answer, and you know, we can help then arrange what's needed. If people want to order Your Body Can Talk, or make an arrangement and get an appointment for a consultation, or learn about coming out to Colorado and having a healing adventure, we can give you guidance on lodging and entertainment, places to go in the mountains, wonderful things to do, along with a series of testing and treatments. We just love to do that. We love to meet people. And in these last few months, it's just been fascinating finding all these people from various places. We had a couple from Taiwan that were just wanting to lap up every bit of information they could on their short visit here, but they actually visited relatives in another part of Colorado, and they were coming to see the Royal Gorge, dropped into our health food store practice, and we were able to do some basic testing, get them set up with some supplements and lifestyle recommendations.
Mm-hmm.
And they told us a little bit about Taiwan. Just recently, we had people from South Dakota, and it's just wonderful to be able to help people that so often feel like they've hit a brick wall. You know, they're not getting answers. The recommendations they've been given just aren't making a difference. And from my viewpoint, a lot of that is simply just not asking the right questions of the correct source. There is only one expert of your physical body, and that's you, the individual themselves. They are the database of everything about that body, its health, the working of the different organs, the functioning of the immune system and the digestive system. The sad thing is, it's all that data is encrypted in a language that most of us don't know. As lay people, what the kinesiology does is allow me to retrieve that data, take out the encryption, translate it into English, and then I can explain it to people, and then we can determine a path for them. And so it's just, it's fun. We work late many times, you know, we print what the closing hours are, and we usually leave 2 or 3 hours after that.
Oh, my. That's about dedication.
Oh, but it's fun. And it just, every person is like a new mystery. You know, their situation is like a new mystery to be solved. Gather the facts, the details, the clues. Pull the information together, and we come up with recommendations, treatments, lifestyle changes.
Wow. I was just, in my mind, imagining... families have young children, and there's many things going around, and who knows what to do. And I was just imagining that a young mother could be trying to figure out something for a child that's got some symptoms, and not know or be wondering about what foods are good for the child. And with your book, she could, with some simple muscle testing, make some decisions, and then. Where she wasn't sure, could send in that hair sample or a photograph, and with a consultation, she could be practically anywhere in the world and get some guidance.
Oh, yes, definitely so. Definitely so.
Wow.
It's fun. And when you started talking about the family, we do have a lot of families that come in, and they come, sometimes come together. They drive in from various locations. And we have several different treatments possible, many different treatments, in fact, almost too many to list here, but we can always get information to individuals who want that specific data. But we may have one having kinesiology testing in one room, one having specific laser treatment or ultrasound, or a deep tissue massage that is done with an instrument called a percussor in another room. And then we also have a wonderful detoxification method, and that is not mentioned in my book because it's a newer technology. I want to write another book and talk about the what we call biodetoxification.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like biofeedback in a sense. There is an electrical instrument that is user-friendly and very safe. It's not an excessive amount of electromagnetic energy, as we were talking about before. And it's body-friendly, body-safe. And in this treatment, someone just sits and relaxes for 35 minutes or so with their feet in nice, comfortable, warm water. And then we put a little round part of the instrument in the water, which then activates all the cells in the body. It kind of gives you, it raises your metabolism a little bit, gets all the cells working a little bit better. And it's kind of like, you know, when you go jogging or running, ultimately you begin to perspire and you get rid of toxins. Excuse me. Well, in this treatment, toxins begin to flood out of the body into the water. And we have family members trade off. You know, some will do the biodetox treatment. We happen to use the Aqua Chi instrument, which I feel very confident to be the most user-friendly and the very, very effective.
And is this like literally comprehensive detoxing?
Well, it's a very good start. And
okay.
It's the simplest, most user-friendly.
Ah, okay.
We, you know, for comprehensive, we probably would want to add herbal and nutritional means. The first key, I think, for detoxification, well, the very first key is to stop polluting your body with, you know, poor choices dietarily, beverage, food, lifestyle, smoking, excess electromagnetic fields and pollution, things of that nature. So the first step is stop polluting the body. The second step for almost everyone is improve your digestion. And so those two are critical pieces. And then we do have many herbal and homeopathic means of detoxification. And sometimes we have a specific homeopathic for a specific type of toxin. But as far as the simplest, most user-friendly, and probably most cost-effective means for detoxification for a person or a family on an ongoing basis, I think the Aquachi would get my vote.
Mm.
But the fun part is we can have, you know, one family member getting the foot bath detox, the bio detox, the other family members in the other rooms, and they can kind of rotate and switch around, and several family members can get several different treatments. Mm-hmm. And as they're just alternating and switching around, no one really has wasted time or downtime. So we've designed situations like that for many families, and it works.
Mm.
By the way, those Aquachi machines,
yes,
are designed for home use, and they are available, and we can provide those for the public, and they can call and get information. But this is another thing that you can learn a little bit from me on, you know, this show, over the phone, reading the book, etc. And then a take-home therapy could be the BioDetox Aquachi machine. So, you know, we can make that available to people, too. So I love to reach more and more people, and this is certainly a good way to go.
Yeah, and so it's a detox that they could be reading your book at the same time and learning and detoxing right then and there.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I have, well, the gal actually I was telling about that wears the BioShield to go to work or feels lost if she doesn't have it. She bought her own Aquachi. And she has it set up at home at a little easy chair with a small card table. And she's a puzzle enthusiast. So she sits and does her Aquachi treatment and detoxes her body and sits there and does a puzzle. But she can read, talk on the phone, you know, watch a movie, do, or just relax at the same time.
Hmm. You gotta like that. That's what's so nice when you can multitask to your
right.
health and well-being at the same time.
Right.
So, yeah, I have to. Now, do they come in different models, or is it a standard model of those things?
Well, there is a what they call a home model and a professional model. Excuse me. The machine is basically the same, but with the professional model, you get a few extra parts, the same duplicates of some of the extra parts.
Okay.
So you get just a little more equipment, and that's really good. You know, there are probably holistic practitioners listening with us today, and it's a wonderful service for patients, and they would be the main candidates probably for the professional one. The little part of the machine that goes into the water is called a module, and once we use the module, we disinfect it, of course, before the next patient. And so you always want to have in a clinical setting, you always want to have several modules so that you can keep the machine not having downtime,
mm-hmm.
but be sure that each one is sanitized. And we sanitize them for at least 20 minutes in between. But anyone who's interested, we can certainly fill them in on all that information.
Okay. Wow. Well, that's just great. This is fabulous. I'm wondering what other kind of special hints might you want to share with our listeners about things that they could benefit from your book?
Oh, goodness. The first chapter, again, goes over kinesiology. The second chapter is about acupuncture. And it's not a large treatise, but it's a very user-friendly, basic approach to learning the concepts of acupuncture and actually seeing clear diagrams of each of the meridians. And then with each of the 12 major meridians, I give a list of basic symptoms that go to each one. So that's, I think that chapter is the most down-to-earth, simple descriptions for people about acupuncture. It really takes the mystique away and makes it seem real and achievable, you know, that, boy, I could do this. I could have this treatment done, and it wouldn't seem like I had to go to a different century and a different continent and be speaking a different language.
Wow. And I guess as a treat, what your listeners or people that are so wise and they're caring about their health that they'll want to invest in this book, there's a chart that explains when there's different symptoms at different times of day, that has meaning.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. When I was working as an RN, a registered nurse, excuse me, before I went to chiropractic college, I worked the evening shift. And I didn't understand then, because I hadn't studied the acupuncture, why it was that I would just bog down between 5 and 7 p.m., and then I get so cranked up at 8, 9, and, you know, midnight was not a big deal, really running. But, boy, I was so tired, I could almost just lay down and take a nap at 5 to 7 p.m., and that's the kidney time of day. And at that point, I now know that my body hadn't recovered enough from having had 3 bouts of serious kidney infections in my younger years.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've had acupuncture for the kidneys. I recognize that coffee's not good for me or my kidneys. I've been off coffee for, eons.
And I take it that it's not just coffee, but other things with caffeine?
Caffeine. But now 5 to 7 p.m. doesn't faze me at all.
Ah,
okay. It's on page 40 in Your Body Can Talk. There's the energy body clock, and it certainly does show the time of day that a particular organ system and meridian should be at their peak of function. But if that system is weak, unbalanced, has some type of problem, or energetic, what we can call glitch, then the person may actually feel weak, tired, or have a certain type of symptom come at that time of day. Like in the 1 to 3 a.m. is the liver meridian.
Mm-hmm.
Some people, I have no trouble going to sleep, everything's great, but by gosh, 1 o'clock, I wake up every morning. Well, then we know we need to work on their liver.
Yeah.
Typically. But then, you know, I can double check with kinesiology. But, yeah.
Sure. Wow, my goodness. Well, if I'm hearing correctly, when people go ahead and get Your Body Can Talk from you, and let me make sure they give those phone numbers again. It's 719-276-9118 or 1-800 714-594-9070. So if you're in the Colorado area, 719-276-9118, or toll-free outside of that area code is 1-800-594-9070. And what an opportunity, Dr. Levy, for people. In one book, you've put together comprehensive resources for them, key pieces of information about understanding things in their body that would really help them to become so much more familiar with specific functions that are going on and solve some of those mysteries. And then you're teaching them how to be their own detective, and then providing this huge backup expert support when they run into difficulties or have circumstances that are a little bit beyond their knowledge base currently.
Mm-hmm.
And when they're ready for a great vacation and rejuvenation, they can make arrangements to come out to Canyon City and take in all of the beautiful nature and get their health restored right there with you.
Oh, yes. Yes. It's fun. It's so fun. I mean, I enjoy my work. And we have a new helper in the office who's getting so excited, too. He comes on his days off just to visit and see if there's tours to do.
Mm. Oh, boy. Well, I can see why more and more people are going to be flocking into the Canyon City, Colorado area.
Well, great.
And
it'll be fun.
I know we're getting close to wrapping things up here, Dr. Levy, and I just want to take a moment to thank you so much from your valuable time to share some key pieces of information and some insights with our listeners here. And it's just so much in keeping with that theme of a path that really is effective and yet is not brain damaged to try to figure it out.
Right.
You know, so when we mention to people, they call and they get your book, they're going to be calling you back and saying,
"That was easy."
Yeah.
Yes. That'll be great. And it is. It is easy. The kinesiology helps clear away the cobwebs and get right to the issue at hand and come away with answers.
Mm.
Specific answers.
At a time where there's so much information overload, I think that we are so fortunate to have you as a resource in your book, The Body Can Talk, as a resource to be able to guide us to accurate answers and help sort through all the information overload and get to something that's really in our best interest or our health. I am deeply grateful for the work you're doing and just so pleased to have you sharing with our listeners. And we may from time to time, with your permission, have you on at different segments to keep people updated about some of the new things you're doing.
Oh, well, that would be fun. That would be just wonderful.
Oh, marvelous. Well,
I thank you as well for the opportunity to share this information and reach even more people. And like I say, that ripple effect is just wonderful. You know, we can get the healing energy moving in all directions. And that's just great, and I'm pleased to participate with you. Thank you.
You're welcome. And we wish, from Dr. Levy and myself, Ken Lesser, wishing you fabulous health and just wonderful blessings in your life, and look forward to connecting with you again next Saturday at 4 p.m. Pacific time. And in the meantime, great blessings and great love to you. Thank you so much for allowing us to be a part of your life.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.